Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Winning in our league. So we had those conversations again today, and we have to understand what keeps you from winning in our league. And right now, we're not committing too many of those errors that keep you from winning.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday. Coming up next hour, Ben Brown, Pro Football Focus. We'll dive into Week 3 line movement. A lot of talk about and stat leaders, where we see value in betting on stat leaders across the NFL as this season progresses. But we have to have our first discussion. We're two for two. So these discussions are working, at least I think they are, for us in Survivor so far. We're two for two through the first 2 weeks. We're still alive in our show Survivor Pool. We took the – who we go with last week? We went with the Packers. Packers last week got us through, and we took the Ravens in week one. Ravens week one, Packers week two, and now we have – a more difficult week. Joe, I saw you put up a tweet last night that week three, week four, there are no double-digit spreads. We're not getting anything that looks like a layup.
Yeah, yeah. In that tweet, I pointed something out that I texted Paul yesterday, and we all of us – well, no, you took your Chargers out, right, Paul? Joe?
Last week.
You went Miami five for power rankings.
I went Miami five, yep.
Ah, you were the one that took the Chargers out. I didn't see that.
Well, because the Herbert rib.
Yeah. Do we know if he's healthy? Like, what is the latest on that? Because that really affects Survivor discussion too.
Should find out today.
Here's what I'm worried about with that. Like, he's going to play. I'm just worried a big hit by Trayvon Walker in the first quarter. He's out. And then if we're on that, like, we're dead.
I know.
Or we're possibly dead. That's worrisome.
Yeah. So the look ahead lines are posted. So if you look at the week three lines and the week four lines, there are three games that have touchdown spreads. Three. Nothing higher than seven. Two of those three games are Charger games. So my thought is I'm worried about Herbert as well. But in two very tough weeks, a team that most of us have at top five in the league right now, do you have to decide I'm using the Chargers this week or I'm using the Chargers next week? Do we have to use the Chargers in week three or week four where it's so, so difficult? So this week we got Jacksonville. Next week at Houston. At Houston, which, man, I don't love that one.
See,
is this a look ahead first spot for Doug? Is this a Doug Peterson look ahead spot this week?
I think we're on the same page. If you took the Herbert injury out, isn't this the perfect Chargers spot? 10 days to prepare.
Yes.
Extra rest off the loss. Jaguars off an emotional win. There's a video of Doug and them jumping up and down. They got their first win with him as the head coach. Like, and a look ahead spot for Doug. So it's like that middle between their first win with him and the Eagles game. If Herbert was fully healthy, first of all, I think the line's a little bit higher. But whatever. Like, this would be the easiest Survivor spot we've had so far, or one of them. And I don't know. It's just, and Jacksonville's actually, Paul, and you mentioned that you put in the rundown the DVOA thing, how look good they look. Like, Jacksonville's actually been better than I thought. So that makes it a little trickier.
They're not bad, right? Like, they look like they could be a good team. Like, the AFC South is a real discussion. I just feel like we're playing with fire a little bit, trying to fade the Jags this week when they might not be that bad. I get the spot play. I get the Doug spot play, the letdown play. I get all that. And especially with both the way Doug coaches with the, like, and Staley, very similar, a lot of variance. So why roll the dice there when we can take them against the Texans team, granted on the road, when a Texas team that can't really move the ball, you can unleash those pass rushers on Davis Mills. Is my read on it, but I'm open.
Well, the why is that's the highest point spread of the week. That's the why. And the bookmakers were not worried about Justin Herbert like we are right now because they're putting a number up, and the number is 7. So I think that's interesting. I've got a couple that I've starred that I like, and the other one outside of the Chargers one is not the second, third, fourth, or fifth highest spread. I think we go down the board a little bit. And, you know, if it's not Justin Herbert, it's Chase Daniel. Like, what we were joking last week or laughing about the fact that there was a 9.5, 10-point adjustment on Dak to Cooper Rush. What is the adjustment from Herbert to Daniel?
Is it less? Herbert's better than Dak. Herbert's better than Dak. And Rush is better than Daniel.
Right.
So there's a bigger gap. I think Rush is better than Daniel.
Well, Rush beat Minnesota last year in his start, and he beat Cincinnati this year in his start.
Yep.
I mean, we have that to go off of. Wow. But that was an overreach. That was too much, though.
Sure.
But based on that,
eight, nine.
So wait, let's start here. Are the Chargers favored? If it's Daniel.
Yes.
By one? It can't just be a 5-point swing, right? If it's 2, it means only 5.
The other part was that people thought Cincinnati was a lot better than they are right now.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So that's part of it.
All right, let's go to that one.
Anyways,
is it Cincinnati's in this world?
I mean, listen, if Herbert's not out there, I would like to see Chase Daniel, and nothing against Chase Daniel, but I'd like to see him get hurt because Easton Stick is QB3. Who is that? What is that?
I believe the lineage of North Dakota State quarterbacks was Wentz to Stick to Lance. Stick was the one in between them.
Sounds like a baseball name, Easton.
It sounds like a bat.
Yeah.
Oh,
brand new what kind of Easton stick you got? Over here. Yeah.
Look at the stick.
Maybe stick. North Dakota State, not a quarterback factory. Just saying. Maybe not a great quarterback factory.
Right. Right. How did you know about Easton Stick?
I just remembered he was there.
Top of your head.
Wentz to Stick to Lance. I don't know who's there now. I've lost track now.
Of course, because of Wentz. All right. Here's the other one I starred, and as I mentioned, not second, third, fourth, fifth. Favorite, and here's why. A lot of divisional matchups up there. They are scary. Colts at home, looking for their first actual win of the season when expectations were so high. I don't want to go against that. And guys, do you agree that the Chiefs are going to be the most popular play this week?
Yeah, I do.
Right, Paul?
Or the Chargers?
You think so more than the Chargers? I think it'll be a mix of Chiefs, Chargers, Vikings. I do think people will still take the Vikings against the Lions.
Here's what I think. I think people see that these pools aren't going the whole season. So 67% out. They feel lucky to be alive, and they're looking for some security. I don't want to mess around with these mediocre teams. I'd rather get Pat Mahomes, who looks like he's on the second-best team in football right now, second-best quarterback in the league, arguably the best, going against a horrendous Colts team at the moment, and they're always terrible in the first month. Anyways, this is when I want to go against. I just think that's what the process is going to be. I'm not taking the Chiefs, but I think a lot of people will.
The Bengals. Paul brought the Bengals up right away when the week started. Is it weird taking an 0-2 team that can't block? Yeah. I mean, Joe Burrow's been sacked 13 times in 2 games. But isn't this the right spot? The Jets coming off an emotional win. The Bengals, are they going 0-3? I just feel like this is their week to figure it out. The Jets' pass rush is okay. They've got some players up there. But it's not, as Paul mentioned, it's not Micah Parsons. It's not TJ Watt. It's not Mike Tomlin. It's not Dan Quinn. It's Robert Saleh. and Carl Lawson. Like this, there's a gap, right? There's a difference here with Joe Burrow's going to have to face this week. I like the Bengals spot for us here.
Jets are 30th in pass rush win rate. And if that's been the concern for the Bengals.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the problem is with Burrow, there isn't any one reason that he's under duress all the time. Yes, it's the offensive line, and it appears it's going to take some time. Yes, it's Burrow holding on to the football. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's him, you know, just how he's going through, progressing through his reads, if you watch that, where his eyes are going. There are a lot of different reasons. It isn't any one thing, and I think people want to point to the offensive line because we're used to complaining about the Bengals' offensive line. But some of this is on him.
It is. He holds the ball too long.
Yeah.
He holds the ball too long, and he's going to get hurt doing it.
I think it's a mixing game. I also think this is a Bengals pass rush game. The Bengals have, like, they still have two guys in the top 10 in pass rush win rate, by the way. You got DJ Reader and Trey Hendrickson. Like, those guys, they're going to get after Joe Flacco. Like, we've seen, like, nice little game for Joe last week, but the
nice
Bengals have
little
pretty good defense. Nice little
game. Nice little game.
I mean, talk about a letdown spot. Talk
about
a letdown spot. Like, we were texting about it on Sunday. Like, it was perfect. That's
it,
the spot you wanted.
This is the win of their lives for most Jets. They're never going to experience something like this again. So you go against that. It should be like 6 or 7. The number's 4.5. So I don't think it's going to be all that popular in Survivor. People are going to see the number of games with higher point spreads, and they're not going to go that way. We were saving the Bengals for this spot. Could you imagine sitting here on Monday, whatever the pick is, if it's not Cincinnati, we lose it. Bengals in a route over the Jets. How mad are we going to be? We were saving the Bengals for Week 3 against the Jets, and then because we were worried. I mean, it's bounce back for the Bengals. It's fade for the Jets. All of that. I might like the Bengals pick more than the Chargers this week.
I think I do too. And I originally wrote down Chargers. That was my thought for week 3.
I did too, but this Herbert thing really scares me.
And there's revenge for last year.
It seems way too risky. Yeah.
Bengals revenge.
Last year's revenge. Yeah.
Is this our revenge? We as a show got knocked out. Bengals Jets. This is our revenge.
The only other two I really like, we need to save, right? Bills and Chiefs?
Yes. Well, I don't want the Bills this week.
Well, okay.
Spots too.
Right. All those division matchups. Philly, Washington, Buffalo, Miami, Minnesota, Detroit, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Anybody like any of them? I want to avoid them.
No divisions.
Yeah.
You're right.
Let's hit season-long stat leaders next across the NFL. Joe O, Joe Gianna, Hawksworth, BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network.